everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, mightily by the Holy Spirit, speaking to us in our hearts. He loves us, and I love him. As we learn to love God, as we love him and respond, we love God by responding. When we respond to him in faith, we're looking to him. And there's an easy way to do everything. And that is to do things in his strength, in his might. This is also, our salvation is a rest. It's a rest. When we defeat Satan, we do it in the strength of the Lord. We don't have to use our strength to win battles against the kingdom of darkness. We can mightily pull down the strongholds. Angels surround us to help us fight and do warfare. We don't have to ever worry about what Satan is doing. If you think he's up to something, shut him down. If you feel like somebody you love is in any form of danger, shut down Satan's plan and surround them with angels. We have the authority here on earth. Jesus said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That word loose also means allow. What you allow goes. The Lord once gave me a message saying, I allow what you allow. Simple. People used to talk about what God allows, as if Satan had a right to do damage. God never gave Satan a right to do damage to anybody. People gave him that right. But we can say something. We can always say something. We can shut down the kingdom of darkness and live without the worldly influencer. I know they're forming the World Bank, and it's going to try to leverage people to turn against Christ, against Jesus, all over the world. They want to do this. But we don't need their money. We can operate without it. Now, the problem is people they lack knowledge. And that's going to be a problem because when people lack knowledge, they won't take their position. And if they lack knowledge, sometimes they don't take their place. They don't say something. They don't know they have power. Some people have guns, but they don't know how to shoot it. Some people don't even know how to turn the safety off, or turn the safety on, or pull the trigger. As we follow God, we learn things that's beyond us. When we do things in the strength of the Lord, we can learn, and it's so easy, we can learn to rely on him, rely on his word. And you don't have to be an expert, you just have to have faith. And you have to be able to operate in that faith in your heart without a doubt in your heart. I like to make things simple. You don't have to be an expert. You can do this whenever you want to. But because of a lack of experience, operating in faith can be a challenge to many people. And if it is a challenge, the Lord will help you get through the early stages as you learn to walk with him. We have to learn how to walk as people. We crawl, we walk. We have stages to everything we do. But in the early stages, God will be with you to help you, but you got to believe him. And when you don't have skills and you don't know what to do and how to do it, if you can rely on the Lord, he will train you. And you'll just have to follow him, because things that would seem too big for you, he can route you in a way that you can win. But don't panic and don't fear. Pay attention. Now, Jesus said Satan's going to throw some of you in jail. Now, he was talking to the church at Thyatira. I think it was Thyatira. When he addressed the church in John's name. And he talked about where Satan's seat is. It may have been Pergamos. But anyway, he said Satan's going to cast some of you in prison. But then he said, don't fear. In other words, be alert, be vigilant, pay attention to the Lord, and he will show you what to do. And Satan can get people, rally people against you. But there's a song that Matthew sings at church. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. He's talking about the Lord. Now, I've been there. And it looked like I was surrounded, but I was surrounded by Jesus, by the Lord, by his angels, by his armies. And I won, they didn't. You know, I talk about the gunfights that I rebuked in Jesus' name so many times. For about 6 years, I rebuked gunfights and nobody ever got killed. I happened to live across the street from a crack house. And you can just imagine what I saw there. Many gunfights. But nevertheless, I always won because I had the name of Jesus. I had to live there. I didn't have another house. Couldn't afford to move. People were about to die, so I got used to it. Whatever you have to deal with, you can do. God will help you deal with it. Now, it's time for people they are in Christ. What you say goes. You are the heavy. Satan is not. Satan is a liar. He rallies people with deceit, lies, illusion. And he uses the sin you get. When you love sin, it's a trap. Now everybody that sins don't like it. They're just trapped into it. And they don't know how to spring it. But you're springing in the strength of the Lord. You can always win. Fill your heart with the Word of God. Fill your heart with God's Word. That doesn't mean you have to memorize everything. Fill your heart with the Word. Let it nourish you. Let that healing process prevail in you. Listen, you know, I have a confession. The life of God prevails in me. I speak that over my life. And sometimes I say, I will do all that's in God's heart. So I can always be on board with it. I want to always be in full cooperation with the Holy Spirit. In full cooperation. I don't have to ever be out of bounds when it comes to the things of God. I want to be in full cooperation with all that God will have me do. And he's blessed me so many times in the past that I just can't fail. He blessed me so many times in the past that I want to make sure that I don't miss out in the future. Now, God loves us and he cares about us. He loves us, he cares about us, he watches over us. He takes us forward. Now, if you pay attention and respond in faith to the Holy Spirit in you, you're receiving and growing in perfect wisdom. It's very important for you to do the things of God and know what he has to say. If you follow him and go forward, God will help you. He will help you do what needs to be done. He will show you things to come. And he will help you grow and live. Now, you can read about how other people want it. And as you take on the Word of God, receiving it and operating in it, you're going to learn that God is with you just like he was with Moses, just like he was with David, just like he was with others, just like he was with Peter and Paul and Barnabas and Saul and Silas. You know, that was a time that God was with King Saul. And King Saul had victories. Saul killed his thousands, David his 10,000. Saul turned. We must become wholehearted in the things of God, all in. Seeking God as a first and last resort. Even unto death. Even unto death. And the Bible says some people will get killed to try others that's in Christ. Because we're no strangers to the fellowship of his suffering. Christ suffered, we can too. But we have full authority over Satan and all the kingdom of God. The kingdom of darkness. We have authority over it. And we can ask the Lord what we will. The problem is people are not doing that. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. But people don't follow him. They don't ask questions. They don't pay attention. I hear so many people say, something told me not to do this, something told me not to go there, but they're out of touch with God. And they have the Holy Spirit within, and sometimes the Holy Spirit upon them, and still make poor choices, which is not necessary. At this point in time, when knowledge, we live in a day when knowledge has greatly increased. Nowadays, church members have as much knowledge as people who just finished seminary because they had pastors that taught them. And they can go to seminary and probably breeze right on through it because they were students of the Word of God. Now, I know that seminary has things that they may not learn, but still, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that's an education all by itself. And people need to pay more attention to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you perfectly. You'll get perfect teaching from him. And when you're in the light, when you walk in the love of God, you sense more, you see more, you can understand more. When you're looking to the Lord and operating in his might and power, you can sense things better. You can receive the Word of God better when you love it. And when you study the Word of God with the intent to do it and act on it, my friend, when you do this, you sense more from the Lord. You can receive more knowledge. You can receive more understanding when you do it God's way. But when you follow the world and you don't follow through with what God is saying, you become dull. And you don't see as much. You don't understand as quick. And even when you receive the Word of God, you may not retain it as much. See, we receive it, but you have to love it to retain it. And if you retain it, you keep it. If you keep it, you can act on it. That's why with the intent to do it. See, the introduction is when you first read and learn about it. But when you practice it, when you practice it, and do it, you're learning it more so. You're experiencing it. You're experiencing the Word of God. And then you begin to understand. See, understanding comes from practicing the Word of God, not just learning it. Some things you may not have to, you may learn about, but there's the way you live, and there's not enough satanic activity. You won't have to take authority as much. You won't get a chance to find out what your faith can really do. But if you happen to be a Christian in Syria, where the bombs are falling and planes are crashing and Russia's firing and Turkey's firing and your government's just crazy, you have a lot of opportunity to find out what your faith can really do. When you're surrounded by opposition, they're trying to take your house to make a headquarters out of it, you can find out what your faith is really capable of. But if you live in the heart of the town and there's no criminals around for miles, you'll only hear about a few things. And you won't get to use your faith muscles as much. Which is fine. I like peace. But still, you have to understand and know your faith it trumps everything else. The world can't overcome it. Satan cannot overcome your faith in Christ. That's why he hates Jesus. And that's why he's trying to set the whole world on fire against Jesus. But his flames will be diminished, because there are some that don't want God because they love this world. They love the system of it. They love the lust of it, the greed of it, the pride of it. They love it. And they are hardened against God. Not to mention religious pride. And it's worse. So, because it can learn about God and still do wrong. At least those in the world that's just trying to play and have fun, they're ignorant. And the enemy seduced them and bait them with lies and power. But they think they're gonna win. They don't know what they got themselves into. They don't realize how trapped they really are. And once they die, then the mask comes off and Satan scratched their eyes out. But they flirting with him and playing with him. He hates them. He don't like them because they're made in God's image. Just like we are. He hates the witches, and just like he hates the Christians. He just using them for his own gain. Now, it's important to know these things. He hates the prostitutes and the drug addicts and the drugs, people who sell to the cartel. And they're going to find out how much he hates them. He hates them just like he hates us. But while they're on the side, he's using them. And that's a low-down joke. I can't stand it. So I do something about it. Living according to the Word of God. See, you always have options. Always. You always have options. Your option, if you so choose to do it, like they say in that show, Mission Impossible, if you decide to accept it, live in the strength of the Lord. Hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. And do it. Because God has so much to say and give you. You're going to have his strength, his knowledge. He sees everything, and he can tell you where to go and what to do when you get there, so that you'll be perfectly safe and so that you can help others live. But I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.